Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unleash Your Inner Femme Fatale, The Art of Confidence, Allure, and Self-Mastery by Nika Novak is a modern self-help and personal development guide aimed at women who want to strengthen confidence and presence while staying grounded in self, respect and autonomy, rather than treating the femme fatale as a purely seductive stereotype. The book's positioning reframes the archetype as a symbol of self-possession, a woman who knows her value, communicates with intention, and moves through social and professional spaces with composure, drawing on commonly discussed themes around confidence building, magnetic allure, and self-mastery. The book focuses on practical, mindset-oriented changes that can influence how readers carry themselves and interact with others. Its core promise is transformation through daily choices, cultivating inner security, improving communication and body language, and developing emotional discipline. For readers drawn to the femme fatale idea in pop culture, but looking for a healthier, more realistic interpretation, the book serves as an accessible entry point into confidence, charisma, and personal agency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reclaiming the femme fatale as empowered femininity. A central theme is redefining the femme fatale from a narrow image of manipulation or surface-level seduction into an empowered archetype rooted in self-knowledge and personal choice. In this framing, allure is not about performing for approval, but about embodying a calm certainty that comes from knowing who you are and what you will and will not accept. The emphasis is on agency becoming the author of your own identity rather than adopting a persona to fit someone else's expectations. This matters because many confidence or dating adjacent books can accidentally reinforce external validation as the main goal. Here, the more constructive interpretation is that magnetism follows when boundaries are clear, self-respect is intact, and actions match values. By treating the archetype as a metaphor, the book can help readers separate aesthetics and attitude from deeper foundations like independence, emotional steadiness, and self-definition. And for a reader, the practical takeaway is permission to embrace femininity as strength and to build presence without compromising authenticity, safety, or dignity. Secondly, confidence as a trainable skill and daily practice. The book highlights confidence as something that can be developed through consistent habits rather than something reserved for a naturally bold personality. This is an important repositioning because it turns confidence into a process you build it by keeping promises to yourself, practicing discomfort, and choosing self-supporting thoughts over self-sabotaging ones. In a femme fatale context, confidence is the backbone that makes every outward signal feel real rather than forced. The approach commonly associated with this theme includes mindset shifts to reduce fear of judgment, strategies to interrupt negative self-talk, and practical self-care that reinforces worth through action. When confidence is treated as a skill, the reader can focus on repeatable behaviors such as preparation, practice, and reflection, rather than chasing a perfect look or a perfect moment. The value of this topic is that it moves transformation from vague inspiration into something measurable, how you respond to insecurity, how you hold your boundaries, and how steadily you show up in conversations, relationships, and work. Thirdly, allure, mystery, and the power of restraint. Another key idea is that allure is often created through restraint, revealing yourself with intention instead of oversharing or performing for immediate acceptance. In this sense, mystery is not about playing games, but about pacing intimacy and maintaining a sense of self that is not consumed by other people's opinions. The book is commonly described as encouraging and enigmatic presence, which can be understood as the ability to be warm without being overly available, and expressive without feeling obligated to explain everything. Practically, this can show up as speaking more deliberately, allowing pauses, keeping some personal details private until trust is earned, and letting curiosity build naturally. This topic also connects to emotional regulation. When you can tolerate silence, uncertainty, or a slower pace, you communicate self-control and self-respect. The result is an aura that feels confident rather than anxious. For readers, the benefit is learning to keep their center of gravity within themselves, which supports healthier relationships and a stronger personal brand in social and professional settings. Fourthly, charisma through communication and body language. The book emphasizes the social skills that make confidence visible: communication style, listening, eye contact, and overall presence. Charisma is often misunderstood as a rare gift, but it can be improved through concrete behaviors that signal attention and certainty. Based on the themes associated with the book, readers are encouraged to become more intentional about how they speak and how they carry themselves, because these cues influence how others perceive competence, warmth, and authority. This includes engaging conversation habits, being present rather than distracted, and using body language that communicates ease instead of defensiveness. The point is not to mimic a scripted personality, but to align external signals with internal self-respect. When communication is rooted in self-mastery, it becomes easier to be both inviting and firm, to flirt without losing boundaries, to network without shrinking, and to express needs without apology. For many readers, this topic is immediately actionable because small adjustments in listening, posture, and tone can quickly change how interactions feel. Lastly, self-mastery. Independence and emotional discipline, self-mastery is presented as the deeper engine behind the femme fatale concept, the ability to manage impulses, make clear choices, and rely on yourself emotionally and practically. This theme points to self-reflection as a tool for identifying patterns, strengths, and vulnerabilities so that behavior becomes intentional rather than reactive. A self-mastered person is less likely to chase validation, tolerate disrespect, or abandon personal goals for short-term comfort. In the context of empowerment, independence is not isolation. It is the capacity to choose relationships and opportunities from desire rather than need. Emotional discipline also supports allure because it reduces volatility and increases steadiness under pressure. Readers looking for sustainable change tend to benefit from this focus because it shifts attention from surface transformations to internal leadership, what you believe, what you tolerate, and what you prioritize. The practical result is a stronger sense of identity, clearer boundaries, and a more consistent ability to show up with poise across dating, friendships, and career situations. In conclusion, Unleash Your Inner Femme Fatale is best suited for women who want a confidence-focused, empowerment-oriented guide that blends presence, communication, and personal agency into a single theme. Readers drawn to the femme fatale archetype in film and literature may appreciate how the concept can be translated into everyday life as self-possession rather than performance. The most practical benefits come from treating confidence as a skill, using restraint and intentional pacing to create healthy allure, and developing stronger communication habits that make charisma feel natural instead of forced. The self-mastery emphasis can also appeal to readers who want more than quick tips, because it points back to boundaries, emotional steadiness, and independence as the foundations of lasting magnetism, compared with similar books in the dark feminine energy or seductive confidence niche. This title stands out most when it is read as a reframing project. It encourages a reader to reclaim a culturally loaded archetype and use it as a mirror for self-respect, identity, and intentional behavior. As a result, it can function as both motivation and a practical starting point for women who want to carry themselves with greater certainty and influence. If you would like to support Nika Novak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.